Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eish HaTorah. Our text is Building Your Self-Image and the Self-Image of Others. Chapter 55. We all start out as newborns. You have something in common with every great Torah scholar, with every billionaire, with the head of every business and organization, with every genius, with everyone who has great character traits, with everyone who has loads of friends, with every person who is successful in life, with every joyful person, with every kind and compassionate person, with every confident and courageous person, and with every great person who ever lived. You and each one of these people started life as a newborn. People aren't born with self-images. Everyone who has a self-image of any kind acquired it after he was born. Therefore, all negative self-images were acquired, and all positive self-images were acquired. Every self-image is based on what a person currently thinks about when he thinks about who he is. Every single human being you ever met, heard about, or read about started his life as a newborn. Regardless of how much knowledge anyone has gained, he didn't have it when he was one day old. He needed to learn it piece by piece. Regardless of how much anyone has ever accomplished, he wasn't born with the skills and talents to accomplish anything. Everyone had to learn everything after birth. Everyone had to gain every skill and talent after birth. Everyone had to develop character traits after birth. Everyone had to develop thoughts and attitudes after birth. If an infant understood the concept, his self-image would be, right now, I can't do too much of anything. My knowledge is minimal. I hardly know anything. I haven't read any books on anything. Everyone is taller than I am. I have no idea yet how my life will unfold. If I compare myself to a 4 or 5-year-old child, I would see myself as inferior. One could even say they have an inferiority complex. My self-image is very low, and that's true of every infant. This is not the way most people view newborns, however. We all realize that this infant will be able to learn a lot. We all realize that this infant will be able to learn many skills and talents. We all realize that this infant is just beginning his life. Wherever you are in your knowledge, skills, and talents, you're like a one-day-old infant. You still have a future available to keep developing yourself. How much progress have you already made from the time you were one day old? There was a time when you weren't able to speak, read, or walk yet. There was a time when you didn't have any knowledge and information or skills and talents. There was a time when you were totally helpless and couldn't do a thing for yourself. And then you learned how to speak, read, and walk. You learned how to gain much knowledge and information and develop skills and talents in many areas. And you learn how to do many things for yourself. How much you will progress on your knowledge, your spirituality, your character traits, your skills and talents, and your accomplishments. How much will you progress? No human being knows yet. As you focus on your progress since infancy, you'll be able to say to yourself, my self-image realized that I have progressed immensely from when I was one day old until the present. Then you have a right to add, since I've already progressed so much, that means the ability to make progress is stored in my brain. Let me keep making more and more progress from now on. Your progress has made you into what you are now. The progress that you will make from now on will create the rest of your life. May you continue to make more and more progress each and every day of your life.